MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A magistrate court judge has set a bond at $5,500 for Sabrina Vallejo, 29, of Roswell, who allegedly stole a vehicle from the parking lot of a gas station before crashing it. Vallejo faces one count each for unlawful taking of a motor vehicle, fleeing a law enforcement officer, driving under the influence of liquor or drugs, driving with a revoked license, failure to obey traffic signals, and not wearing seatbelts. And former mayor of Roswell, Dennis Kintai's misdemeanor case was dismissed by Lee County 5th Judicial District Judge Mark Sanchez. But city administration plans to file a reconsideration motion. Through his attorney, Kintai said, quote, "This blatant example of lawfare is an attempt by the current administration to harass and intimidate a political opponent." But city attorney Hess Intima intends to file a motion to reconsider because some issues, quote, still need to be addressed. Such a motion needs to be presented to the court within 30 days of the judge's decision being filed. Numerous judges recused themselves from the case before Judge Sanchez was assigned last year. And WalletHub has released a recent study on drug use by state, ranking the states where drug abuse is the worst. According to the WalletHub study, there were more than 80,670 drug overdose deaths in the country in a 12-month period ending in November of 2024. And the DEA sees the equivalent of more than 380 million lethal doses of fentanyl in 2024. New Mexico topped the list, ranking number one overall as the states where drug abuse is the worst. New Mexico ranked near or at the top of list in individual metrics as well. The state was first in the percent of teenage drug users, third in the percent of adult drug users, and seventh in drug overdose deaths per capita. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.